Everybody knows in this country I'm being vilified for Ayawaso. International vilification. On the day of Ayawaso, I was sitting here because I had been sidelined somewhere. So I was sitting here doing my construction. And I remember very well, Paul Nkrumah, Bernard Adeleye, and Deputy Attorney General Godfrey Dame called me that, what is happening here in Accra? It was the third day. Everybody was running away. These are Delta and invisible forces. And they are vigilantes. So I just spoke on radio that those boys are not vigilantes. I know some of them are from national security. The whole country pointed their guns at me. 13 days, fire, prime, action, fire. Everybody was on me. I knew nothing about it. I wasn't part of it. But I stood in quietly and took one for MPP. Stood in quietly. I didn't come to deny the party, deny the boys, betray the government. I just kept quiet. My mother is a Presbyterian catechist or whatever. Everybody pointing hands at her. Retired teacher. But I took one for the team. So that at least we'll save the government. The government will find a way to smoothen the edges. So they set up a commission and blah, blah, blah. And then we waited it out. I didn't go complain. I didn't go betray. I didn't say that it is my image. I'm going, no. We made sacrifices. We financed the project. We've been mafiaed. We've been around. I've been to every constituency in this country when we're campaigning for Akufo-Addo. During his primaries, we came to every constituency. I was with Bwache Jakun and the team. I was always the MC, doing the introductions at the beginning. What Nana Bwache is doing today, that was my job. Everywhere, from Fumsi to Fumbisi, everywhere. Yes, Bulenga, I was there in that village.